Okay, one of the PUL, PUN scenes. I don't know. I mean, this is so much, so we'll have to maybe sort it out somehow or other. But this is just for the record. So there he is, having accepted that, it's kind of all over. I mean, she's not interested in him, she probably never was, and it is probably a stupid idea anyway. So he lies there in bed, chanting Hare Krishna. And as he starts chanting Hare Krishna, just to get away from it all, to transcend this world, which he's soon going to leave anyway, so who cares? Not even the boys will care soon. So, well, he'll actually lay down there, was it this morning or yesterday, and that sofa, ready to leave his body behind, thinking that, well, you know, I have anyway written most of what I have to say, I think, so the guys can sort it out in the future, maybe in 30, 40 years or something. Maybe that's when it's all gonna be ready to be used anyway. It's just too soon here. So he's lying there like that, and then all of a sudden the thought pops up there in his mind, somewhere through those Maha Mantras. And maybe I'll just, after all, write her a letter. A good old paper royale letter with my calligraphic fountain pen, which I love to write with. And I'm so fed up with all these online things, all the messaging apps, and you don't know if people, why they don't answer, are they just offline for a couple of weeks, which makes perfect sense to be sometimes over the entire vacation month. Take a vacation from all this stupid social media and all that crap. So he realizes just too entangled and too dependent on all that online and digital stuff. So he thinks, well, maybe I can. Not as another pathetic love letter, whether concealed or open, but more as an end note. Okay, you know, I accept. I give up. And then he starts thinking about what to write there as he's taking breakfast. And then he starts to suspect maybe that's also becoming one of those concealed love letters of, you know, maybe anyway there is a chance. And all that stuff that just sends him into another one of those whirlpools of the mind stirred by emotions. And he is fed up with that. It just doesn't lead anywhere. So, no, sincerely, he just wanted to say his final words in this little drama and wish her well and say, I understand perfectly well, you're not interested in me, and it was stupid of me to think otherwise anyway, and that this would, you know, have been anything else than an illusion, that kind of stuff, and which makes sense in a way. I mean, why not? And then I thought, well, is it worth the time anyway? Because even spending the time writing it, and well, any effort done now could possibly microscopically change the present situation. And so his final question now is, as he sits there at his lunch and breakfast table, what do I want? Because, you know, when this first romantic falling in love illusion, which, I mean, is triggered by basic things. I mean, someone looks good and all that and behaves the right way, and you meet under just the right circumstance at the right place, and you go like, yeah, wow. That can be a very strong illusion. Cause a very strong illusion. And then on the other hand, there could be that you meet under such circumstances because there is a purpose to that meeting. So, oof, then he goes there again. So the question now is actually, ultimately, I mean, let's say she would change her mind. I mean, and I guess he says as he sits there by the table that many guys have gone through or are going through the same thing that I am here, or similar, so I might as well just let it out into this book. So yeah. He just looks at it now from his very personal point of view. Let's say she says, oh, I love you, come here, live here with me all the time. You got this house down there, it's yours, fix it up as you like, it's good anyway. And you can also come upstairs, just I need to fix it up a little bit. Let's start like this, and I'm waking up there in the morning, and every morning with someone there next to you, and a real nice one too, and talking about this and that and nothing, and chanting and doing morning program and this and that, and then discussing what shall we do today. Well, I want to do this and I want to do that, and okay, so then you do this, I do that, and then we can do that together, and so on. That sounds good. Then comes the sexual thing. That whole thing. Ooh. All right, so you're part of the deal here, so far at least, is that this is up to her. If she wants to invite me into that part of her life, then she knows how to do that. And what will I do then? Well, I will simply make love to her. Best I can, that's all. Try to make her happy. And if that works, that's fine. If I do something wrong, I hope she will tell and we can work it out. Now, if she doesn't invite you, then what will you do? You're there for a year, living there, working there, fixing up things. Well, you're not there just as a worker, and that's a very hypothetical situation, right? We're talking. She says, I love you. You come down. You stay here with me, and we together. And you can, from the very beginning, discuss the role of sex there. And of monogamy and all that. That's a basic deal. Who knows what the conditions are from both sides. Or rather, the preferences. So yeah, that could work out. To the extent I'm still able to perform in that field, but well, it's not really, I mean, if we are both who we seem to be, a relationship depending on physical sex in that way. And a man can satisfy a lady in any case. So that could be handled. What to do, what to talk about, not to get bored or whatever, it seems to be no problem. The big place there. Oh, what a mess you suddenly become responsible for. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to say from the very beginning, and I did, in fact, I can do a little here and there, but there's a need of money to pay off others, or inviting others to come and help and to manage them, basically. That I can do. So, that's being taken care of. Seems realistic there. What else is in it for him? If she says, well, I'm going to go around to all these cool guys, places with the cool guys, and the spiritual places with the cool girls and guys, and they're young and you are old, so maybe you won't really fit in there. I want to do this on my own. Would you trust her? You old guy sitting there in your wheelchair. Seventy-five, having a wife out there who is 43. And on that magic mid-age where women's lives change a lot, and they realize, look at that guy. I'm out in the world, look, I never saw the world before. It's a fascinating place. I grew up in a temple. Yeah. But if she would now come forward and just express her love for me, Pio continues, maybe even wanting a child, then wouldn't that be serious? I think I would take it seriously, Pio said immediately. Anyway, the ultimate question to you is, came the voice from within, you know now very well that if you step into that, your life is going to change dramatically, and you are in the middle of a whole bunch of action again compared to the life you have here and now. Peaceful writing, retired, ordered life, life on rails. You go down there every morning, you take your walk, same place every day. You do the same things every day, but then you're writing, writing, writing. And producing. And maybe going out, traveling, meeting people now and then. But mainly staying here and working for the mission. Which one of those two would you prefer? Life with a maybe complicated and wacky and but spiritual and smart and extremely beautiful and charming and nice. loves you. With all the mess that comes with it, but also all the good things. Well, it still loves you that kind of decides it for me. For whatever it's worth, that's the thing. Do I really know? I love her. Does she really know that she loves me? I think that can only come from learning to know each other, developing that real trust in each other based on that. Before that, we shouldn't, you know, there shouldn't be any talk about commitment or whatever. But once that commitment is there, yes, I would move there, I would live there, I would just dedicate myself 100% because I know I would get my time to write and do all of that. But the rest, which tends otherwise to be a little empty now, because I can't sit and write all the time, would be filled with practical things, organic things, this and that. So I still stand for what I've been saying concerning everything, including my feelings for her, my commitment, my desires, what I want to do with her in Varsham, which I put there in the Varsham.se. Yes. Because now, of course, the author of this mixes in his own life, which this little monologue is, of course, based upon.